Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, December 18th, 2018. And before I get started, today will be the last Berlin briefing of 2018. We'll be taking 2 weeks off and return Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. We'll try to keep you updated on pressing breaking news stories via Facebook and Twitter throughout our break, so be sure to follow us on social media. And have an amazing holiday season. Now, on to the news. The debate about the advantages and impositions of the German capital continues. The CDU parliamentary party leader in the House of Representatives, Burkhard Dregger, accused the governing mayor Michael Müller of the SPD on Sunday of ignoring the needs of citizens, stating to the Tagesspiegel, quote, "Our city doesn't work in too many places. See housing construction, overcrowded buses and trains, missing daycare places and educators, waiting for parental allowance, and an appointment at the citizens' registry office." Müller had previously countered the fierce criticism of Berlin by his Tübingen counterpart Boris Palmer of the Greens in a Tagesspiegel interview. The Green politician had declared that he had the feeling of leaving the, quote, "functioning part of Germany" when he arrived in the capital. In Berlin, Palmer believes simply nothing works, with reference to crime, drug trafficking, and bitter poverty. In an interview with the Tagesspiegel, Müller had again defended himself against the accusations, stating, quote, "What Boris Palmer says is free of any expertise. Berlin functions as a city, not good enough in some respects, but it works. Every year, 40,000 new Berliners are added because they can live in a great city with many jobs." CDU politician Burkhard Dregger criticized Müller's counterattack, stating, instead of rejecting Palmer's criticism against better knowledge, Müller, with his red-red-green Senate, should rather make sure that our city becomes safer again and that things finally run smoothly again. Dregger also said that Tübingen's Green mayor was speaking from the hearts of most Berliners with his criticism of Müller's Senate. Sebastian Zaya, leader of the FDP parliamentary group, also accused Müller of misusing his tone, stating that, quote, "It is good that Berlin holds together, despite all the disputes, if it's treated derogatorily from the outside. But it is wrong of Michael Müller to dismiss any criticism of Boris Palmer as void, because some things hit the mark." Passengers of the U-Bahn have two hard months ahead of them. From January 4th to February 24th, lines U2 and U3 in the West will be closed at the same time. The U2 will not travel between Gleisdreieck and Zoo, and the U3 will not travel between Warschauer Straße and Spignerstraße. The bypass is complicated. Passengers must change trains at least twice. There will be no rail replacement service, and the reason for this is the renewal of switches in the Wittenbergplatz underground station. The bypass is complicated because the easiest way to change from the U3 to the U9 on Spignerstraße is not possible because of elevator construction since April. Until the end of May of 2020, people changing trains have to make a detour of several hundred meters along the Bundesallee. The BVG will therefore offer four other bypasses. If you want to take the U2 from Ruhleben to Pankow, you have to change three times: at the Zoo into the U9, Kudamm into the U1, and Gleisdreieck. The journey will be considerably longer. This also applies to journeys from or in the direction of Dahlem with the U3. If you want to go to Kreuzberg, you'll either have to change trains three times: Verberliner Platz U7, Berliner Straße U9, and Kudamm U1, or take bus 249 between Hohenzollernplatz and Kudamm. However, it only runs every 10 minutes during the day and every 20 minutes in the evenings and Sundays. The quickest way to get there is to take the U7 and two changes at Fehrbrunner Platz and Mockenbrücke. However, this is not barrier-free, and Mockenstrasse has to be walked long distances. The U3 had only been extended from Nollendorfplatz to Vorschauerstrasse in May of this year. And more trains run on the Hochbahn in Kreuzberg, but not in January and February. The second major construction site is in Neukölln on the U7. From January 4th to the 30th, there will be no trains between Britz Süd and Grenzallee, but there is a bus service for rail replacements. Restrictions will probably be imposed on all subway passengers from March of 2019. The BVG is currently examining whether only a 5-minute cycle can still be used on busy routes. Some trains still run on several lines every 4 minutes in rush hour. This is intended to stabilize the current chaotic situation in the subway system. According to a BVG spokeswoman, passengers would not notice the time extension. And, per the passenger association IGAB, not only trains, but also drivers and personnel are missing in the workshops. On Monday, Economic Senator Ramona Pop of the Green Party, who is also chairwoman of the supervisory board of the BVG, wants to inform herself about the situation regarding the subway in the Brits workshop. Despite a quality offensive launched this summer, the Berlin S-Bahn will once again miss one of its most important objectives this year. According to a current overview available to the Berliner Morgenpost, the rail subsidiary only achieved the 96% punctuality rate contractually guaranteed to the states of Berlin and Brandenburg in September. This month, 96.1% of all S-Bahn trains ran without delay. In the remaining months, the figure fluctuated between 94% in June and 95.9% in July. For the current month of December, too, the S-Bahn no longer expects to reach the contractual target. The main reason is the railway strike a week ago, which caused 237 train cancellations and 6,092 minutes of delay for the S-Bahn Berlin. The S-Bahn, which belongs to the federally owned Deutsche Bahn AG, has been struggling to improve its services since 2009. At that time, up to 2/3 of the fleet was temporarily at a standstill due to technical deficiencies and serious management errors. Since then, the railway group has already invested more than 200 million euros in the repair of trains susceptible to breakdowns and for more personnel in the driving service and workshops. But after each upswing, there were new slumps. Most recently in the autumn of 2017, when the punctuality rate slipped below the 93% mark. However, an S-Bahn journey in Berlin is only considered to be delayed if it deviates from the timetable by 4 minutes or more. After punctuality did not improve in the first half of the year, the railway group pulled the ripcord. In July, a comprehensive program entitled S-Bahn Plus was launched to improve punctuality, quality, and service. It comprises more than 180 individual projects aimed, among other things, at improving operational processes within the company and reducing disruptions to rail traffic. In addition to the S-Bahn, the railway subsidiaries responsible for tracks and signals, stations, and energy supply also committed themselves to concrete improvements for the first time. S-Bahn boss Peter Buchner now sees the first successes on the way to more punctuality. Accordingly, 95.1% of all S-Bahn trains operated in October without delays, an increase of 2.2 percentage points over the same month last year. Buchner also referred to the considerable investments in the trains, some of which are more than 30 years old. The upgrading of the 72-car units of the 480 series alone cost a good 44 million euros. The trains once developed for the West-Berlin BVG in the 1980s would now be much more reliable than before. Even more money, a total of 250 million euros, will be spent on the modernization of up to 500 double cars of the 481 series, which is scheduled to start in mid-2019. The construction of urgently needed trains is well on schedule, but the first trains will not run regularly until 2021. According to estimates by the Berlin-Brandenburg Transport Association, or the VBB, which monitors compliance with the contracts for the two states, the punctuality level of the S-Bahn has, quote, slightly improved compared with the first half of 2018. But VBB spokeswoman Elke Krakowski believes there is still a lot of room for improvements, and she also pointed out that the S-Bahn Plus program had not yet ended, stating, quote, the really important measures, such as the replacement of failure-prone signal cables or the replacement of switches, are only being implemented gradually and can therefore only take effect after that. AGIB spokesman Jens Wiesecke stated that, quote, the S-Bahn is on the right track, but still has a lot of construction sites. He again called on the Senate to act. It's true that together with the head of the railways, infrastructure improvements for the S-Bahn are finally being discussed, and he added, but problems such as long signal distances on the ring track have to be solved much earlier than in 2030. The remains of more than 20 stolen parcels from a shipping service provider have been discovered in a canal near Schönefeld. Sweaters, jackets, single shoes, and also a nutrition guide were found swimming in the water, according to a spokesman for the South Police Department on Sunday. The thief presumably stole and opened the packages, and he or she took things they could use and disposed of the rest. The clothes were salvaged and dried, per a spokesman, and then things went back to the sender. The Criminal Investigation Department has taken over the case. And lastly, before we go, here is another quick update from Albert, who is the silent half of the Berlin briefing team. He'd like to let you know about his new podcast, Elixir of the Gods. In this show, Albert and Diego cover the arts and cultures of mezcal and other agave-based spirits from Mexico. The complete first season will be released within the week. You can find Elixir of the Gods in many podcast apps, on Spotify, and at elixirofthegodspodcast.com. Berlin Briefing will be back on January 2nd. Happy New Year, and thanks for listening.